Are you getting frustrated with what to feed a teenager who's always hungry? Everybody knows that teenagers have a huge appetite. It seems like you need to feed them constantly to satisfy their hunger. It's even more difficult where teenagers who struggle with their weight truly want to make changes, like cut down on junk food or stop overeating, and they can't. There's frustration, isolation, stress. And that's why I decided to create a recipe collection of 30 easy and healthy meals for teenagers. They're all high in protein to satisfy your teenager's hunger, and they can all be ready in less than 30 minutes. If you want to grab a free copy, go to lifestyleforteens.com/recipes. Are you getting frustrated with what to feed a teenager who's always hungry? Everybody knows that teenagers have a huge appetite. It seems like you need to feed them constantly to satisfy their hunger. It's even more difficult where teenagers who struggle with their weight truly want to make changes, like cut down on junk food or stop overeating, and they can't. There's frustration, isolation, stress. And that's why I decided to create a recipe collection of 30 easy and healthy meals for teenagers. They're all high in protein to satisfy your teenager's hunger, and they can all be ready in less than 30 minutes. If you want to grab a free copy, go to lifestyleforteens.com/recipes.
This is the Lifestyle and Weight Loss for Teens podcast. If you are a mom and want to help your child who is struggling to lose weight, you are in the right place. If you are looking for healthy lifestyle tips, Dr. Gorgory is here to help you understand the science around safe weight loss in teens and children. Because what works for adult weight loss is not always the best for children. This podcast is for educational purposes only. Dr. Gorgory does not provide medical, psychological, or nutrition therapy advice. You should not use this information to diagnose or treat any health problems without consulting your own medical practitioner. And now, your host, Dr. Jenny Gorgory.
Hello, welcome to the Weight Loss and Lifestyle for Teens podcast. My name is Dr. Jenny Gorgory. I'm a pediatric endocrinologist, certified obesity medicine specialist, and pediatric weight loss coach. My goal is to educate families that have teenagers who struggle to lose weight how to build healthy habits that last so their teens can feel happier, be more confident, and love their body again. I know how hard it is when teens try to get in shape. I used to struggle with my weight too as a teenager. What most teenagers do when they're unhappy with how they look is they try every diet that comes their way on TikTok or Facebook. They may try random detox programs or magic shakes or starve themselves for days, only to end up overeating after a few days and gain back all the weight, feeling more frustrated, sad, and desperate. The source of the information that is on social media sometimes is reliable and sometimes is not. The truth is, there is a lot of reliable and excellent research that has been done in the field of pediatric weight loss by scientists all around the world. However, families can have a hard time understanding the scientific language, or they don't always know how to find the answer they're looking for. I'm here to help you understand the science around safe weight loss in children. I will therefore choose interesting articles that have been published by scientists in this field and give you the take-home message so you can educate yourself on topics around weight loss in teens. So let me just start by answering one basic question I get asked a lot from parents. And that question is, how much weight does my teen need to lose to be in a healthy weight? I've been thinking about what is the easiest way for me to give you this answer. And in order to break it down for you, first I need to start by saying we need first to understand what is body mass index or BMI. You're going to hear me talking about this in the future episodes because it is a tool that scientists use over and over again where they're conducting research around pediatric weight loss to figure out if a method that they're doing is effective or not. The reason we use body mass index is because we can't use a certain amount of weight to say this child is overweight by this amount or that amount. And that is because children have different heights and weights at different ages. So body mass index for kids takes into account the height and weight of a certain person. And then we have certain graphs that we use that kind of gives us the information of whether a child is within normal weight, underweight, overweight, or in the obese category BMI range. So in order to calculate the body mass index, what we need to do is we need to divide a person's weight in kilograms divided by the square of height in meters. There are a lot of formulas that you can find on Google to calculate the body mass index. However, the easiest source, if you want to know the body mass index of a child, is to go to a reliable source, that is the CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, BMI percentile calculator for child and teen. I'm going to put this link on my show notes. So you can go to lifestyle4teens.com/1 and I will put this link. It's cdc.gov/healthyweight/BMI. So once you get to this page, you can enter a child's age, a sex, whether it's a boy or girl, their height in inches or in meters. So if you're using meters, just make sure you use the metric system. And if you're using pounds, you can just use the English system. So we can make an example. So let's say we have a 14-year-old girl that is 160 pounds, and this child is 63 inches or 5'3". Then you click on calculate, and what you get is that this child's body mass index is 28.3, placing BMI for age at the 96th percentile for a 14 years old. This falls in the obesity BMI category. It actually gives you a breakout below of the different categories of a body mass index. So any child that the body mass index is less than the 5th percentile, that is classified as being underweight. Between 5th and 85th percentile is the normal weight. Overweight is 85th to 95th percentile, and obesity range is equal or greater than the 95th percentile. So the first piece of information you get right away from this table is that you know that this particular child is within the obesity BMI category. So you know that this child needs to lose some weight in order to be in the healthy weight category. The easiest way that I could think of for you to figure out the weight, I mean, there can be a more sophisticated model that requires you to do calculations. But I figure since we can use internet and it's already automated in this website, why don't you go back to the previous page and don't change any of the information, just change the weight. So instead of 160 pounds, let's try to put 145 pounds and click again, calculate. When you click calculate, you see that if this child was 145 pounds, then they would have a body mass index at the 92nd percentile, which would still be overweight BMI category. So let's go back again and change this number to 132 pounds. And click again, calculate. Once you get that, then you see that 132 pounds is at the 85th percentile. So you can just play with the numbers and it may take you some time, but to figure out what number gives you the 85th percentile. As I said, there is another way to do it, but it may require more calculations for you. So this will just require that you just play around with different numbers until you get to the 85th percentile. And there you have it. This particular child that is 160 pounds, if the same child today weighed 132 pounds, then they would be at the highest normal weight for their age. So this child is approximately 28 pounds overweight. Now, something to take into consideration is the fact that teenagers continue to grow. So if a certain child or a certain age continues to grow, what is overweight today may not be overweight a year or 2 years from now. So when you look at these numbers, take into consideration the fact that this child will grow and it may not be overweight a year from now. That depends how much more extra weight this child has today, how many more years does this child has left to grow, and it is hard to predict all these numbers for every child. However, when you calculate what is the amount of extra weight today, that gives you a sense of more or less how much overweight a certain child is. And I would encourage you to talk to your pediatrician directly to give you the specific number that reflects to the amount and the healthy weight of your child. Now, I wanted also to mention something else that I hear a lot and I see a lot on the internet. A lot of people don't like using body mass index because they say it can often overestimate body fat that somebody has, especially in people that do a lot of exercise. And I agree that is true in people that are athletes and the bodybuilders. They can have a high BMI with less amount of body fat. However, in the majority of cases, when we're talking about teenagers and children that are overweight or obese, the percentage of body fat tends to be proportionate to the percentage of the body mass index. There are other methods that are more precise that are used to calculate the body fat percentage, and I can explain more about this in future episodes. However, I want to say that body mass index, because it is so easy to calculate and all it requires is weight, height, and the sex of the person, it is the most commonly used tool that scientists use when they're publishing manuscripts and when they're publishing research that examines what works and what doesn't work, whether a method is effective or not effective. So if a method is able to improve the body mass index, that is usually regarded as an effective method for weight loss. And this is the reason why I bring up BMI and how to calculate it. Because you're going to hear me talk about this again and again. So I want you to know what body mass index is. Once again, looking at the body mass index doesn't mean that we only focus on weight. Doesn't mean the body mass index is the best tool out there that can give you the best and more comprehensive information about body health. No, it is not. It is, however, a very good tool and the most commonly used tool to track the progress of someone over time. And I hope this was helpful and not very complicated. As I said, I'm going to link to this CDC website on my show notes. You can go to lifestyle14s.com/1 and find this calculator there. So it's easier for you to figure out the amount of weight that your teenager needs to lose to be at a healthy weight today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast, and I will talk to you again next week. Take care. Bye.
If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, I invite you to come check out the LIFT program. It's Dr. Gorgori's 12-week coaching program for teens and their moms, where we take all this information, we apply it to your daily life, and we work together so your teenager learns how to create a healthy lifestyle so they can feel happier, more confident, less stressed, and love their body again. Visit the website at lifestyleforteens.com and click on the Work With Me and free resources to learn more about this program and get free help to start this journey right away. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you in the next episode of Lifestyle and Weight Loss for Teens.